Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: My dear Lord, by expanding your transcendental vibrations, you reveal the actual meaning of everything. You are the all-pervading sky within and without, and you are the ultimate goal of pious activities executed both within this material world and beyond it. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto you. Please repeat. My dear Lord, by expanding your transcendental vibrations, you reveal the actual meaning of everything. You are the all-pervading sky within and without, and you are the ultimate goal of pious activities executed both within this material world and beyond it. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto you. Purport: Vedic evidence is called Shabda Brahma. There are many things which are beyond the perception of our imperfect senses, yet the authoritative evidence of sound vibration is perfect. The Vedas are known as Shabda Brahma because evidence taken from the Vedas constitutes the ultimate understanding. This is because Shabda Brahma or the Vedas represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, the real essence of Shabda Brahma is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. By vibrating this transcendental sound, the meaning of everything, both material and spiritual, is revealed. This Hare Krishna is non-different from the Personality of Godhead. The meaning of everything is received through the air, through sound vibration. The vibration may be material or spiritual, but without sound vibration, no one can understand the meaning of anything. In the Jai Sri Gaurinita ki jai, Jai Sri Sita Nam Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman ji ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Das Vyari ji ki jai. In the Vedas, it is said, Andar Bahishta Tal Sarvam Vyaya Narayana Sthitaha. Narayana is all-pervading, and he exists both within and without. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 13:34. Yada Pragasi Atyega Krishnam Logam Imam Davihi Kshetram Kshetri Tada Krishnam Pragasiyati Bharata. O son of Bharata, as the sun alone illuminates all this universe, so do the living entity and the super soul illuminate the entire body by consciousness. In other words, the consciousness of both the soul and super soul is all-pervading. The limited consciousness of the living entity is pervading the entire material body, and the supreme consciousness of the Lord is pervading the entire universe. Because the soul is present within the body, consciousness pervades the entire body. Similarly, because the Supreme Soul or Krishna is present within this universe, everything is working in order. Mayadhyakshena prakritihi suyate sacharacharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. Bhagavad Gita 9:10. Lord Shiva is therefore praying to the Personality of Godhead to be kind to us, so that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we can understand everything in both the material and spiritual worlds. The word Amushmai is significant in this regard because it indicates the best target one can aim for after attaining the higher planetary systems. Those who are engaged in fruitive activities, karmas, attain the higher planetary systems as a result of their past activities, and the jnanis who seek unification or a monistic merging with the effulgence of the Supreme Lord also attain their desired end. But in the ultimate issue, the devotees who desire to personally associate with the Lord are promoted to the Vaikuntha Lokas or Goloka Vrindavana. The Lord is described in Bhagavad Gita 10.12 as Pavitram Paramam, the Supreme Pure. This is also confirmed in this verse. Sukadeva Goswami has stated that the cowherd boys who played with Lord Krishna were not ordinary living entities. Only after accumulating many pious activities in various births does one get the opportunity to personally associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since only the pure can reach Him, He is the Supreme Pure. ஜனசலாகய சக்ஷுரன்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதா மஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம் வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரோ ஸ்ரீயுத பாதகமலம் ஸ்ரீ குருன் வைஷ்ணவாம்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சகனரகுநாதன்மிதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிசனசஹிதம் கிருஷ்ணசைதன்யதேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபாதான் சகனலலிதா ஸ்ரீவிசாகாந்விதாம்ச ஹே கிருஷ்ணா கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷா கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே சப்த காஞ்சன கௌரங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ருஷபானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரியே வாங்சா கல்பதருப்யச்ச கிருபா சிந்துப்யேவ ச பரிதானாம் பவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்தா ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கராத்ர ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்தா. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. மூகம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத்கிருபாதமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தீனதாரிணம் பரமானந்தமாதவம் கிருஷ்ணசைதன்யமீஸ்வரம். நமோ விஷ்ணுபதாய கிருஷ்ணபிரஸ்தாய புதலே ஸ்ரீமதி பக்திவிதான் சுவாமின் நாமனே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதேவி கௌரவானுச்சாரணே நிர்விசேஷன்யவாணி பச்சாச்சரே சாரணே. ஸோ தி இன்டர்நேஷனல் சொசைட்டி ஃபார் கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் செலிப்ரேட்டிங் த வேர்ல்ட் ஹோலி நேம் வீக். And in ISKCON Juhu, we are doing it for 2 weeks. And the devotees have decided that there will be lectures on different aspects of the holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, on different days in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And I have been asked to speak on the meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So I am praying for the blessings of all the devotees so that I can actually speak something sensible and for my own purification. I am also very glad to see Sarvatma Prabhu here, my good old friend from Gainesville, Florida. So actually I came in touch with Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is when I was doing my PhD in Kent, Ohio, around 1981. And I have even been to the New Vrindavan Temple in Moundsville, West Virginia. But I did not know much about Srila Prabhupada or devotees or the Hare Krishna movement, anything like that. So even though I went to New Vrindavan Temple, I thought, well, this is the latest fad of the Western people to imitate, you know, dress up like Brahmanas and do something. And Victoria, even so Prabhupada's Murti there. But 1983, after finishing my PhD, I moved to University of Florida in Gainesville for my postdoctoral work. And then somehow I got an apartment very near the campus. And the first day of school, I was doing postdoc in chemistry. I went to the chemistry lab, and then around lunchtime I was going back to my apartment, and on the way of the campus, on the campus, I saw the same book that I was reading, Bhagavad Gita as it is, on a book table. And then there was very nice melodious kirtan coming, Hare Krishna kirtan. So that was probably the very first time I saw devotees as devotees. And Sarvan Prabhu was one of those devotees who was playing harmonium just like he did today, playing kirtans on the campus. And another wonderful thing about Gainesville was when Srila Prabhupada was preaching on this planet, of course he's doing it even now by through his books and his devotees, and personally also. So when he was preaching, devotees started distributing prasadam at the University of Florida campus. Somehow or other they started distributing Krishna prasad. And then when Prabhupada heard about this, he said, this program should be maintained at all costs. And devotees actually did that. So that first day when I was coming out of my lab, the devotees were distributing prasadam. There were probably like 200 students and probably faculty and other people from the campus waiting in line to get prasadam. And but I did not know anything about it. I only saw the Bhagavad Gita, and I went to the table and somebody asked me, do you want a Bhagavad Gita? I said, no, I already have it, and walked away. Then but every day I will pass by that table because it is just on the way to my apartment. And after about a couple of weeks, maybe I came in touch with, I went to the temple and the preaching center in Gainesville. So Sarvatma Prabhu is there right from that time, and I'm remembering my own coming into touch with the holy name of the Lord through these devotees. And Sarvatma Prabhu actually started a preaching project in University of California, Santa Barbara. Same thing, he started distributing prasadam on that campus. It's a very famous university, University of California. And he did it single-handedly for many years. He's doing it even now. Not now. Okay, something happened. Okay, but many, many years, many, more than 15, 20 years, right? Huh? 9 years, okay. Along with his wife, Divyananda Dasi, they are both good cooks. And they maintained, anyway, a lot of preaching in Santa Barbara. They also used to preach to students through a radio program, right? Louder. In the class. Oh, how is this related to the holy name? Okay, that's how I came in touch with the holy name, through devotees like you. So I just want to acknowledge that, pray for your blessings, so I can speak something about the holy name. So, devotees are very humble, otherwise you cannot chant the holy name of Krishna. Trinada visuni chena tadara vyasaishna amanina manadena kirtaniya slaha. Yes, the holy name of Krishna is so very powerful. So, when Srila Prabhupada started this movement, he wanted to name the society. When he was establishing the ISKCON society, he called it International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada also said, this is a non-sectarian movement. It applies to all living beings. We are actually preaching the Sanatana Dharma, the eternal occupation of all living beings. So, then somebody had a doubt Prabhupada, why do you want to call it International Society for Krishna Consciousness? Why don't we just call International Society for God Consciousness? So, Prabhupada said, no, not God Consciousness, Krishna Consciousness. Because the name Krishna is actually non-sectarian and it will actually unify all living beings. Because Krishna is personally there. See, we very much stress the word Krishna, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, then Srila Prabhupada actually preached on the meaning of Krishna. And so this is actually, today's topic is actually a very powerful preaching tool also. Because by meditating on the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra, which we are required to do, even while chanting, we can actually very easily, this is a very good platform for preaching. So because Prabhupada called it International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and he also engaged all the devotees in chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The movement, the devotees also became famous as Hare Krishnas. So even people who don't know anything about the movement, oh, those Hare Krishnas. As soon as they say word Krishna, they are immediately, they are starting their spiritual life. So that is very important. Just like why he was asking why I was talking about all these things in Gainesville. And this is the reason. Because in 81 I met devotees, but I didn't know what they were. When I came to Florida, first time I met devotees with some understanding. Same way, this book, Art of Chanting Hare Krishna by Mahanidhi Swami, there is a one chapter on the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. So he also starts with emphasizing this point that we should, while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should meditate on the meaning of the Maha Mantra. Then it will have powerful effects. So Hare Krishna, the name Krishna, is actually, once Rasaraja Prabhu was making the point, if somebody asks you something, you can say, for example, you can say, Ishara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govinda Sava Karana Karanam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes. So if you give an answer saying that Krishna is the cause of all causes, then it is a complete and perfect answer. But even if you say Krishna is the cause, that's also complete. But even if you simply say the word Krishna, you are given the complete answer. Because Krishna is complete. That word is so powerful. It is complete. It is Krishna's, the first class on the glories of the holy name was, it's not different from, Krishna is not different from his name, or form, pastimes and activities. Abhinnatvan nama naminom is not different from his holy name. So, and I have personally experienced also, this is in Berkeley, when I was in Berkeley, one devotee used to bring students from the, he was working as a gardener or a maintenance man in a school, in one of the Berkeley schools. And he was an initiated devotee. So, every year he will try to bring a batch of students to the temple in Berkeley. So once they, when they came, he coaches them before coming, you know, we'll be going there, we'll, you know, try some of the Hare Krishna chanting, we'll take little Krishna prasadam, we'll try to make some garlands, he gives them all kind of coaching before he comes. So when they come, they start with chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So then I was asked to give the introductory lecture. So I simply started with the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. Srila Prabhupada has given a very simple meaning for the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare means we are addressing the energy of the Lord, Srimati Radharani. And then Krishna means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all attractive, he can attract everyone. And Rama means the first expansion of Lord Balaram, or sometimes Prabhupada says it can refer to Balaram or Ramachandra or even Parashuram. Anyway, so then Srila Prabhupada gave the meaning of the whole prayer as, my dear energy of the Lord, my dear Lord Krishna, kindly engage me in your loving devotion service. So I simply started from this platform. See, we are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but this is the most non-sectarian process of religion or spiritual life you can find on this planet. Why? Because Krishna means God who is all attractive. One is a supreme person who can be all attractive. Then you can actually go on to the qualities of Krishna, how God is the supreme person, how he can attract all living beings. So there is nothing Hindu or Muslim or Christian or man or woman or black or white in this name. It simply means God who is all attractive, just like you say sun here. In Japanese you may say something else. In Hindi you may say Ravi or like that. So this name of Krishna means God is all attractive, and Hare is the eternal consort of Krishna, Srimati Radharani. There is nothing sectarian in that also. And then Rama actually means God who can give pleasure to all living beings. That's a meaning given by Srila Prabhupada. So then he explained the meaning of the Mahamantra, that it is a prayer of the soul, individual soul, to be kindly engaged in the loving service of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when you start talking like this, you see heads nodding, blacks or whites or students or teachers, doesn't matter. And it actually works in every place, it doesn't matter where you preach. This is actually the real Sanatana Dharma, just like Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, of all the Vedic transcendental vibrations, the essence of the Vedic vibrations is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, when you see that, actually we are speaking like this, and when they start nodding, we may be thinking inside, are they really going to listen to this? And then they start, then you also get some realization, yes, this actually works. This is completely non-sectarian names of the Lord. So, in that way, meditating on the meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra actually purifies our own existence, and actually makes us good preachers for Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in this book, Jaya Shishi Gauranitai Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Rasyari Ji Ki Jai, Shishi Dhanam Lakshmana Bhaktan Mani. Srila Prabhupada gives various explanations of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. His main ideas are listed here and followed by elaborations. This is in this book by Mahanidhi Swami, Art of Chanting Hare Krishna, Japa Meditation Techniques. One is that the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a sound incarnation and representation of Krishna. Number two, direct means of contacting Krishna. The Mahamantra reveals everything. That's actually today's Bhagavatam verse, which actually says you can know everything in the material and spiritual world by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Petitioning divine energy and reservoir of pleasure for service. So this is actually another point. What is the real meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? This is to make us realize our own constitutional position, that Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasava Bhritya. Krishna is the only master. Everything is actually meant for Krishna's enjoyment. We are falsely trying to be lords of everything that we survey. We think everything is actually meant for my enjoyment. So this is our diseased condition. So we have to become free of this disease. So in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the individual soul is actually praying to Sri Sri Radha Krishna, kindly engage me again in your devotional service. So if we meditate on this meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then this is the actual real meaning of the Mahamantra. Just like Vallabhacharya, he had his own fantastic interpretations, I mean fantastic is in quotes, for the Mahamantra. So he approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, and he wanted to hear. Actually he was asking, he came and asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, there was Advaita Charya, Savambhava Bhattacharya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Sarup Damodar, Sri Rayan Ramananda, Sri Rupa Goswami, and Shiki Mahidi. They are all very intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. So, Vallabhacharya came and basically asked, so it looks like a very humble inquiry, what is the meaning of the holy name of the Lord? But Lord Chaitanya did not reply to him. But Vallabhacharya kept persisting. So then finally Mahaprabhu said, Krishnamera bahu artha namani, Shyama Sundara Yashoda Nandana Aimatra Jani. Lord Chaitanya said, I do not know the meaning of Krishna's name. I only know that Krishna is Yashoda Nandana and Shyama Sundara. I do not know any other meanings. So, and success in Japa depends on conception and consciousness. One must hold the right conception or meaning of the mantra in the mind while chanting, and one's consciousness must be filled with surrender. Regarding this point, Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita says, by chanting the name while understanding its meaning and praying to Krishna with the tears in the eyes, gradually by Krishna's mercy the chanting will advance. If this method is not followed, it will take many lifetimes to reach perfection. So we have all been initiated into chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and Srila Prabhupada basically went to the West to preach the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and to initiate devotees into the Krishna consciousness movement to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So once in San Francisco, Srila Prabhupada has been preaching there for some time, so many followers were there, and next day was going to be initiation ceremony. So then Srila Prabhupada was asking one of the temple leaders who are all going to be initiated. Then while they were discussing that, suddenly one hippie put up his hand, and he had long hairs and whatever type of clothing he wears. He said, can I be initiated? And then, so what did Srila Prabhupada ask? Usually when somebody says, I want to get initiated, the temple president asks, so how long have you been chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Have you been chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mantra every day and following the regulative principles, at least 6 months or 1 year? Whatever the temple standards are there. So one would expect something like that, right? Now what did Srila Prabhupada said? Srila Prabhupada said, who is God? And this man said, he thought for a second and he said, Krishna is God. Okay, then Prabhupada said, who are you? And this fellow thought for a second and he said, I am Krishna's servant. Prabhupada said, yes, you can be initiated. So initiation means we have to chant with this conception that I am servant of Krishna. Somehow or other I have lost it. I should get it back. I should get back into Krishna service. I have been fired for some reason or other. I have been fired from Krishna service. So I have to get back. So this is very important, the meaning of the Mahamantra. Number five, this is the meaning of the Mahamantra given by Srila Prabhupada. This is the list. The original male and the original female. That's what this Mahamantra means. That is basically, the Mahamantra is only talking about Srimati Radharani, the original female, and Lord Krishna, the original male. So Hare, I'm mixing up a little bit with the previous Acharya's explanations too, as revealed in this book. Hare means actually Radharani. We have heard that Hari means Vishnu, who steals everything. So Radharani also steals. And what does she steal? She steals the mind of Krishna. Therefore she is known as Hara. And addressing Radharani, Hara, in the Sambodhana, on the vocative becomes Hare. So Hare is Radharani. Krishna is obviously, Krish means Akarshan, that is, attracts, the attractive power of the Lord, who can attract everyone. And Na means bliss. So, blissful, attractive feature of the Lord, that is Krishna. Then Rama means God who can give pleasure to everyone. It's actually described by Gopala Guru Goswami that Rama means Radha Ramana Rama. That is, one who gives pleasure to Srimati Radharani. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra is speaking only about Radha and Krishna, nothing else. Number six, eternal servant, begging the eternal master for upliftment and engagement. Number seven, Hey Krishna, please accept me. Then number eight, begging for service, life after life. Nine, wants, only ask for service. So, it is described that mantra means man is mind, and mantra means that which liberates us from the mind. But the Hare Krishna Mantra is not just called Hare Krishna Mantra, it's called as Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Why is it called Mahamantra? Because it is a great chant for deliverance. And so how is it a great chant for deliverance? Because when you chant other mantras, you may be asking for something. You want good health, or you want some mystic powers, or you want this, or you want a beautiful wife, or you want a lot of money, and so many material things you can ask for. Or you want a nice position, you want to be very famous, or you want to be very beautiful, all this. So many things you can ask for in this material world. But, yallabdha chaparam labam manyadena adikantaraha yasmin sirena dukkena gurunabhi vicharyate. If you attain Krishna consciousness, yallabdha chaparam labam manyadena adikantaraha, then there is nothing more to be gained. One who is in Krishna consciousness, he understands that there is nothing more to be gained. Therefore, he or she doesn't ask for anything in this material world. And Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are only asking the Supreme Lord. We are not even going to anybody in the material. We are going directly approaching the Supreme Master. And what is our prayer? Our prayer is only, please engage me in your loving service. So that way, only ask for service. Srila Prabhupada also said, Srila Prabhupada said he did not ask too many questions to his spiritual master. The only question he asked was, how can I serve you? And of course Srila Prabhupada got that service even before asking. The very first time he met his spiritual master, he got his service to preach Krishna consciousness throughout the world, and which is a divine mercy, because of which we are also here today trying to speak something. All of us are here because of that mercy. So, so this is a section on meaning of the Mahamantra by Srila Prabhupada. This sound, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is the transcendental sound incarnation of the Absolute Truth. It is the sound representation of the Supreme Lord. Uh, People generally, this is Srila Prabhupada speaking, people generally ask what is the meaning of chanting this Hare Krishna Mantra. We explain that chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra means immediately, directly associating with Krishna. If you take to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra without any offense, then immediately you contact Krishna. By vibrating this transcendental sound, Hare Krishna Mantra, the meaning of everything, both material and spiritual, is revealed. This Hare Krishna is non-different from the personality of Godhead. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 424-40 purport. Then Prabhupada gives the basic meanings of the Maha Mantra. Hare means Srimati Radharani, the divine energy of the Lord. Krishna, the all-attractive supreme personality of Godhead. Rama, Lord Krishna, who is a reservoir of pleasure. A name for Krishna is Radharaman, the giver of pleasure to Srimati Radharani. O Srimati Radharani, O all-attractive reservoir of pleasure, Lord Sri Krishna, please engage me in your loving devotional service. Srila Prabhupada slokas. Srila Prabhupada, Hare means O energy of the Lord, and Krishna means O Lord Krishna. Just as there are males and females in the material world, similarly God is the original male, Purusha, and His energy is the original female. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we are saying, O Lord Krishna, O energy of Krishna, kindly engage me in your service. This is in Science of Self-Realization, Chapter 1. What is SPT? SP? Srila Prabhupada? Teachings, okay. O Krishna, you are my Lord, you are my Master eternally, I am your servant eternally, let me be engaged in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna Mantra. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, I am your servant. Somehow or other I have now fallen in this material condition. Kindly pick me up and engage me in your service. Ai nanda tanijam paditam kingaram mam vishame bhavam budau. That's in Srila Prabhupada's teachings, 1377. Prabhupada, Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please accept me. This is the prayer. This is addressing, Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hara, please, now I am engaged in this material service. Kindly accept me in your service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that we should only beg God for His service life after life. This is the actual meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we are actually addressing God and His energy, Hara. Hara is Krishna's internal potency, Srimati Radharani or Lakshmi. Jai Radhe, this is Daivi Prakriti. The devotees take shelter of the Daivi Prakriti, Srimati Radharani. In the beginning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. When we address someone in this way, he usually says, Yes, what do you want? The answer is, please engage me in your service. This should be our prayer. We should not say, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, please give me money. Please give me a beautiful wife. Please give me many followers. Please give me some prestigious position. Please give me the presidency. These are all material hankerings which should be avoided. Teachings of Lord Kapila, 1432. Then there is a nice article. Nice passage on the meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In topmost yoga system, Srila Prabhupada delivers a wonderful illumination on the holy name. I will just read the first paragraph, so I want to go on to something else later. But you may have also heard this. It is on the George Harrison's record on the chanting of the Hare Krishna. The transcendental vibration established by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's a sublime method for reviving our transcendental consciousness. As living spiritual souls, we are all originally Krishna conscious entities. But due to our association with matter from time immemorial, our consciousness is now adulterated by the material atmosphere. The material atmosphere in which we are now living is called Maya or illusion. Maya means that which is not. And what is this illusion? The illusion is that we are all trying to be lords of material nature, while actually we are under the grip of her stringent laws. Then it goes on. So, so first when I wanted to, when I was asked to speak on this verse, I mean the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra, Asim Krishna Prabhu suggested that I repeat from Kalisundarana Upanishad, write this on the board. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Kalisundarana Upanishad, text number 5. And text number 6 says, Idi Shodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmasunasinam Nada Paratarupaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. Iti thus Shodashakam 16, Nam Nam of the holy names, Kali, age of Kali, Kalmasha sins that, Nasinam destroying, counteracting, Na not, Adaha then, Paratara better, Upaya method, Sarva all, Vedeshu in the Vedas, Drishyate, it is found. Translation. The 16 words of the Hare Krishna mantra are especially meant for counteracting the sins of the age of Kali. To save oneself from the contamination of this age, there is no alternative but to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. After searching through all the Vedic literature, one cannot find a method of religion for this age so sublime as the chanting of Hare Krishna. This is Lord Brahma instructs Narada. So now I want to connect somehow today's class to the work of the Bhaktivedanta Institute. So in the same book, Krishna Consciousness, the Topmost Yoga System, where Srila Prabhupada gives a beautiful lecture on the holy name of the Lord, in another part of the same book, Srila Prabhupada makes the following statement. If you want to understand God, Krishna, this is the beginning. The easiest beginning, simply chanting. This is another point. When Prabhupada started the movement, Prabhupada got this on the order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, one of his godbrothers went to London and he tried to preach Krishna consciousness. Then somebody came and asked him, one of the Westerners came and asked, can I become your follower? And then this Maharaj said, yes, but you must follow the four regulative principles. No eating of meat, fish or eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. And this man said, impossible. And he left. So basically, it didn't go very far. So when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, he preached Krishna consciousness by giving Krishna Katha. In that same mode of Lord Chaitanya, wherever Lord Chaitanya went, he did not ask anybody's qualification, he did not ask what they were doing, he did not say you have to follow this Nishedas. He simply said, chant Hare Krishna and dance in love of Krishna. And he made them dance. So, Param Drishta Nivartati. Once you get a higher taste, you can give up the lower sinful habits. So Prabhupada went in the same mode. He introduced the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the Tompkins Square Park and people were attracted. When he was giving classes, again on the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and even on Chaitanya Charitamrita in New York, and they were chanting Hare Krishna for almost a year, and then only when everybody got the taste of Krishna's holy name and Krishna Prasad, then only they came. On their own they came and asked, Swamiji, do we have to follow any rules? And then Prabhupada said, rules? Of course, yes. And these are the rules. And then Prabhupada wrote that, the four regulative principles and how each person is supposed to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So, Param Drishta Nivartate. Then getting the higher taste is very important. So, Prabhupada continues here. Yeah, the point was that because Prabhupada followed that process in the mode of Lord Chaitanya, actually he became successful because he gave them Krishna. He had another point one devotee made was because Prabhupada had absolute faith in the holy name of Krishna. And Krishna is actually here in this holy name. And by chanting Hare Krishna, one can actually make advancement. So, In fact, I want to say a little from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's points. Life of Nama. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives an exceptionally eloquent and realized description of divine sound. The holy name of Krishna means divine sound. It can be compared to a capsule of medicine. The capsule is not the medicine. Do you still get capsules here? Okay. Capsule is just a cover and inside is the medicine. The capsule is not the medicine. Externally one capsule may look like another, but within one capsule there may be medicine and within another there may be cyanide, a deadly poison like potassium cyanide. They try to get the taste of potassium cyanide. Nobody can find the taste of potassium. As soon as you take even a little piece of that, you die. So nobody can get. So anyway, cyanide, deadly poison. The capsule itself is not the medicine. It is not the sound of Krishna's name that is Krishna. Krishna is within the sound. The holy name must be surcharged with the proper spirit, not any mundane sentiment. Of course, we talked about the proper spirit in our service attitude to Krishna. The divine sound of the holy name must have its origin beyond the area of misconception or maya. Sound must have its origin in Golok Vrindavana. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sangeeta. The mere physical sound is not the holy name of Krishna. Repeating only the syllables of the holy name is called mayic sound. That means, you know, a mundane sound vibration. It has no spiritual essence. The life of the name is absent in offensive chanting. The most important thing in chanting the holy name is the spiritual realization backing the name. That is the real name. A tape recorder can pronounce the holy name of Krishna just like a parrot, but the physical sound is not Krishna. In the background there must be spiritual truth which is conscious. You cannot capture the holy name of Krishna simply by vibrating the syllables of the holy name with your tongue. Ravana wanted to capture Sita and he thought he did, but actually he did not even touch her divine body. Ravana caught only a mundane replica of Sita Devi, an imitation which was like a statue of Sita. You cannot vibrate the holy name simply by moving the lips and tongue. The pure name of Krishna is not lip deep, but heart deep. Ultimately, it goes beyond the heart and reaches the land of Krishna. When Krishna comes down, the name comes through the heart and moves the lips and tongue. That vibration is the holy name of Krishna. When Krishna in the form of sound descends from the transcendental world into the heart, and from the heart, controlling every aspect of the nervous system, comes to the lips and tongue dancing there, that is Krishna Nam. So I want to go back to this page in Krishna Consciousness, the topmost yoga system. So if you want to understand God, Krishna, this is the beginning. The easiest beginning, simply chanting. Now there are many students of my ISKCON institution. This institution is open a little over a year. But some of the students, by simply chanting, by the grace of Krishna, have advanced in such a way that they can talk about the science of God and they will very easily answer those human questions. So this is the easiest method of transcendental meditation. In the next paragraph, Prabhupada says, Krishna says that out of many millions of people, one may understand Him. But by chanting of this Hare Krishna, as introduced by Lord Chaitanya, chanting and dancing, you can understand Krishna within a very short time. Then Prabhupada makes a very startling statement. Knowledge begins not from Krishna, but from the things which we are accustomed to see every day. Then Prabhupada says, land is gross. If you touch it, you can feel its hardness. But as soon as the land becomes still finer, it is water and the touch is soft. And then again, from water to fire, still finer. After fire or electricity, the air is still finer. And after air, the sky, ether, is finer still. Beyond ether, the mind is still finer. And beyond the mind, intelligence is still finer. And if you go beyond intelligence to understand the soul, it is finer still. From these elements, people have discovered so many sciences. There are many scientists, for example, who are soil experts. They can say, by analyzing a particular type of earth, what kind of minerals are there. Somebody seeks out silver, somebody seeks out gold, somebody seeks out mica. This is knowledge of gross things, the earth. If you go to finer substances, then you study water or liquid things, such as petrol and alcohol. goes till final, and from water you will go to fire and electricity. If you study electricity, you have to study all sorts of books. And from this final fire, you will come to air. We have so much advancement in our airplanes. We are studying how they move, how they are made. Now Sputniks and jets. So many things are being discovered. So after talking about the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Prabhupada went to totally topics in this world. And as he explains in the purport, so through the Hare Krishna Mahamantra we can understand everything in the material and spiritual worlds. In Bhagavad Gita also Prabhupada says, understanding the truth of Bhagavad Gita means entails, actually, he uses the word entails, the comprehension of five basic truths. And what are they? Prakriti, Kala, that means material nature, and the time, individual soul, super soul, and karma. So, the process of Krishna consciousness involves, in other words, devotees must understand all the five basic truths. Then we will be constitutionally situated in our original position as servant of Krishna. So, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are like third canto, 326-34. Actually, third canto, there is a lot of information about the material world, material nature. So, actually, this is actually the work of the Bhaktivedanta Institute given to us by Srila Prabhupada. And my own practical devotional service in this respect is yet to begin. I am praying for the mercy of all the devotees, so that I may be actually engaged in something useful in the service of the Bhaktivedanta Institute. And so that I can actually understand the meaning of the Hare Krishna moment, and actually I can chant in the proper mode. So I will stop at this point. If anybody has any questions, I'll take it now.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Just now you mentioned there are five truths that needs to be experienced according to Srila Prabhupada to raise to the platform of servant of God or servant of Krishna. So is there any time limit that has been mentioned as to how many years of service in Krishna consciousness will it lead to that particular stage? Is there any time limit or criteria mentioned?
There is no time limit. You can have all the time you want, or you can do it instantly. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashat shantin nikachati kaundeya padichanihi name bhakta panashati. It's up to the individual soul how and when to surrender to Krishna. But sometimes we get some causeless mercy. Brahmanda brahmanekana bhagyavana jiva guru krishna prasade vai bhakti lada beach. So sometimes when Krishna descends, or when he sends his pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, then by their causeless mercy, we get a seed of devotional service. So it's not that we can study Bhagavad Gita and understand these truths and then come to the point of surrender and then go looking for a spiritual master and we'll actually surrender to him. It hasn't, because if that were to happen, before Prabhupada came, there were so many editions of Bhagavad Gita, 200 editions in some sense. But nobody became a devotee of Krishna. After Srila Prabhupada came and started preaching Krishna consciousness, thousands of people became devotees from all unimaginable backgrounds. So, if you think about it, Bowery Street in New York City was probably the worst place on the planet for anyone to be. And Srila Prabhupada, just to see his greatness, he, out of his great compassion, he went to that place and chanted Hare Krishna and made devotees there, and of course Pumpkin Square Park. So, we are recipients of special mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, we have no hope. So we can do it very quickly. In this age of Kali, this is the only hope. And after searching through all the Vedic literatures, one cannot find a method of religion for this age so sublime as the chanting of Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada came and gave us, Lord Chaitanya came and gave us. So we are given the Kalor Doshunide Rajan Asti Hego Mahan Guna Kirtana Deva Krishna Si Mukta Sangha Parambhajit. Kali Yuga is an ocean of false, but there is one good quality of Kali Yuga, that is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that has been given to us. So we have a chance to finish it quickly and finish our business in the material world and go back to Krishna. That is possible to Lord Chaitanya's movement. Otherwise, no hope. Any other question? Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.